The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Why the Torah does not specify Schar and Olam Haba? So, Chovetz Chovos was telling us various reasons why the Torah does not specify explicitly. There are a Muslim, but it's not explicit, the schar, the reward for mitzvah, no maba. The first one he said was because we really don't have any way of really perceiving what that is. It's a schar and a pleasure greater than anything happened that we have in this world, but it's something spiritual. And in this world, we have only the ability to perceive physical things. Second reason, he says, was because we have a Messiah from one generation to the next about Olam Haba. And there's something Muvan Me'elav, it's something understood also. Hashem created a world, and he did it in a way to benefit us, and he gave us a Torah, which is, it says clearly in the Torah that it's something for us to go with the Torah of Achaibahim. It will give us real life. So it can't be that the Torah was just given for this very finite and short life that we have in this world. Well, it's obvious that there is a concept of Olam Haba, the main place where the reward will be. And therefore, it's not necessary for the Torah to specify that. But there's something that is obvious, and together with the fact that it's obvious, and intellectually, it's also something that we have a Messiah that's passed down from one generation to the next. Messiah is a major part of many of the things in the Torah. Well, the Torah is written in a fashion that you have to come onto the Messiah. There's so many mitzvahs that if you read the Torah, there's no way of understanding what it is. It's just toitofus. That's tefillin. We have a lot of Moshe Mishinai, all kind of different problem exactly how the tefillin have to be made. It says priyat soda, that's an esrog. How are you supposed to know what food it is? It also, as a messiah, Chazal had mezuzas beisecha. Also, it doesn't say in the Torah explicitly what this mezuzas is. You should put these words on the mezuzas exactly what and how. We know if you did put it on a piece of paper. And not on a collab, it's possible. By the way, it's important that if you have a tefillin mezuzah, to make sure that you bought it from a reliable person. It has to be checked periodically. Tefillin, if you watch over them, you don't. But mezuzah, twice in 7 years, a private mezuzah, has to be checked. There are people in the neighborhood that even offer a service. I'm sure Friedrich, the service, minimal pay to check it for you if it's too hard for you to do it yourself. That's a proper thing to do. Gemara describes about mezuzah there, Chagav, that Mikam Chu Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's watching over us. When we have that mezuzah in the front of our door. Kamavan, we're not doing it
Kol HaLashon
for the Shemira, but that's what happens. The result is the Shemira. We're doing it for, like the Rambam says in his beautiful words at the end of Hilchas Mezuzah, that when you walk into a room and you see the mezuzah, it says Yichuda Yizborach. It says Shema Yisrael Hashem Ken Hashem Echad. Hashem is the only force in the world. We should love Hashem. If a person is going through his day and he gets distracted and he gets caught up with all kind of what the Ram calls heavenly oilam hazeh, things that have no real true value, we give them too much value. Then we walk into our house, to our room, and we bump into the mezuzah and we come into contact with the Yehuda Yisboch. 1 second, what am I running after then and that? Is that compatible? The Kodesh Boch is the only thing that's worthwhile in this world to be connected to. And then a person recalibrates himself. What life is really all about. That's what the mitzvah is there for. And then he says, then he goes in the right fashion throughout life. I was talking to some young individuals, and we're talking about them. Panosa and things. And I said, before you start Panosa, you have to have a clarity of what success in life is. Otherwise, you make it distracted and you end up in a place you can't imagine you'd ever be. And even if you're doing it for good intention, I wanted to make Panosa so that I could support the husband or so I could support my family, whatever else. But what am I doing? And if it's not clear to me, then what ends up is what I'm doing is I'm making money and I'm trying to get a higher status, a higher position in my company, whatever it is. And that's what life is all about. And little by little, all the other things fall to the wayside because I'm so busy with what I mistakenly think is my shleimus in life, of being successful in my endeavors and my business. But if I realize that success in life is remaining close to that Kodesh Baruch Hu in all circumstances, putting my hands, myself in Hashem's hands constantly, then that will guide me, no matter what I'm doing in life, and what type of position I get, and what type of job I get, and what type of education I get. But I'm always reminding myself and think to myself, is what I'm doing bringing nachas ruach to Hashem? Am I doing it the way that He wants? Am I doing it for the right purposes, or am I getting distracted? That brings us to the real shleimus in life. I go through life, and at the end of my life, I can look back and say, you know what? I did all kinds of things. And Baruch Hashem, I wasn't perfect, but I remained on target. I remained, yes, I'm here to be, bring myself closer to Hashem and do what I can to bring those around me closer to Hashem, my family, to mechanech them, take care of their needs. So, even though today we did get distracted, but that's a very important yisoid, practical bitachon. And we had to get distracted because we're saying that Olam Haba, aside from being intellectually making sense, it's also a Messiah we have. And we said how important Messiah is, and one of the things that we get in Messiah is what exactly a mezuzah is. And then we spoke about the concept of mezuzah, that if used properly, and we think of what we're doing, then it's something that will keep us constantly on track with our true goals in life and bring us the true success in life.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.